So if you're going to find a master, it's impossible for you to judge somebody is master or not. But the non-masters, they leak somehow. You should pay attention to that. First, they try to bring this logic, this and that and that and that, which is all for confusing you. And he's not independent. He's not a real sage fellow. A sage fellow should follow another fellow. We are not talking about this following stuff. We are not talking about the herd of the animals. When we say we are talking about that, the culture. So pay attention to that. Yes?
Compared with the town, universal reason, these senses are like asses in an ass mill with their eyes bandaged.
That's it. Be explained. That's fellow. Exactly. Remember, all this stuff that he will call it havas. This havas, you should develop a feeling for it. Whatever you feel, and your animal feels and thinks and all that, these are senses, right? And Joe will say these senses are not very good, because these are the senses that you carry. Later he will explain in this book to you that, you know what? Look at you. You are the carrier of your thought and wishes, isn't it? So you are like a donkey, and you are carrying this heavy stuff, animal stuff. Early in the morning you wake up, before you start to think, your stomach will call for food. You have to go to the bathroom. Then you think about this and that, all it. What are these? These are the senses that you carry with you. Is there another way? He said, yes. Silly fellow, what will happen in a couple of hours when you sleep? Oh, you don't carry this stuff. This stuff are carrying you, and you feel great in the morning. You wake up fresh and feel good. Then you start carrying this all day again, and again you're silly. Look at these changed people. Abdal means the changed people, the transformed fellows. They don't carry all this stuff. This stuff is carrying them. They don't even care about this stuff, because they are living in another space, let's say. This is what he is trying to explain. Yes?
Leave this and take the outward form of the tail. Let the pearl seed alone and take the corn seed.
What was that about? Means I explain those difficult stuff and I arrive it to a sharp point. I let you know why I'm talking about a village and the city and all that, okay? Now, we went a little bit too deep and we cannot follow like this. So, let's stop it. Let's go back to the story. But, and there is that but. We go back to the story, but please remember, I told you what the story is. The story is like a space to carry something in it. If you're clever, you take that stuff, not this, which is just a mock. Period. So pay attention, we go back to the form, but you will pay attention. Yes?
If there is no way to the pearl, come, take the wheat. If there is no way for you in that, push it on in this direction. Take its outward form. Through the outward form, fly crookedly. The outward, at last, will lead you to the inward meaning.
I don't know why outward and form. Because the word is appearance. Zahir is appearance, right? The obvious facial, superficial view is Zahir. Because we have Zahir and Batin. Batin means inside. Zahir is appearance outside, yes. He's talking about what? The story. Listen, my story has an appearance and please be careful to pay attention to that. Okay, even the appearance is appearance, but the appearance is here to lead you to grab the meaning. So pay attention to my story and be aware of the way I'm talking and you're supposed to grab it. Yes?
In Sun, the first of every human being is the form. After that, the spirit, which is beauty of disposition. How is the first of every fruit anything but the form? After that, the delicious taste, which is its real meaning. First they make or buy a tent. Afterwards they bring the tour common as a guest. Deem your form to be the tent, your real essence. The tour common regard your essence as the sailor, your form as the ship.
Okay, what does all do? He is trying to bring your attention to a different way of listening to this story. So when you say, listen, okay, I go back to the formal story, but with this formal story, I'm trying to clear the path for you to dig the meaning, but it's unavoidable. I should start from somewhere. It's like the beginning of the fruit, which is no good stuff, just the appearance, but the juice comes later. Let's forget that. Let's go for that. Do you remember the ass, the donkey we always talk about? Then that word of the donkey is so many meanings here and there, and we like to play with it. Rumi likes it very much. There is khargah, because khar, that donkey word, mainly in Persian, means big, enormous, gigantic. So when there are these little weeds, you see that they have, the big one is kharmohre, big one. Khargah means a very vast camping stuff. He plays with all of that and the word of Turk, because in the time of Rumi, is living in the Turkish environment, remember? And in that time, one of the meanings of the Turk means something like Marilyn Monroe. White skin, beautiful lady, because only in that further away of Middle East you could find the other genetic stuff. They are blonde, blue eyes and white, and because of the rarity, of course, it means the beauty. And he uses all of this to say what? He said, you want the beautiful one to come to your home? First you should redecorate, clean up, make this good, then the beauty will arrive. Means if you're expecting the beauty to come to you, you should clean up yourself first to be ready for that beauty to arrive. Oh, how could I explain it? Let go of this. Yes, for God's sake, quit this topic. Because it's so difficult to really understand. And it needs a long, long, long conversation and things like that, which we don't have the luxury of. So we say, oh God, okay, let go of this. Go back to that donkey who is taking our fellow. Yeah.
For God's sake, quit this for a moment so that the Khawaja's ass may shake its bell.
That kuwaje was not kuwaje. What is kuwaje? That's khaje. Yani means sir.
Okay.
Means gentleman. And here he's not talking about the khaje. He will say, let's give a moment that the donkey of this gentleman will make some noises. And the noise is coming. It's a long paragraph. And another story which should really add it to this. This is what we'll follow, inshallah, next week. Any question? Good. This part is clear. Because this is the part of the Masnavi who is playing with this. I think that this is, I imagine that he's talking, and this night he's talking about this. He moves a lot because he has to go from one mood to another one, giving warning, explaining in the language of the children, and coaching from here and there. So it goes like this. قصه اصحاب زربان خنده ای پس چرا در هیله جویی مانده ای هیله می کردند کژدم نیش چند که برند از روزی درویش چند شب همه شب می سگالیدند مکر روی در رو کرده چندین امر و بعد خفیه می گفتند سرها آن بدان تا نباشد که خدا دریابدان با گلنداینده اسکالید گل دست کاری می کند پنهان ز دل گفت الا یعلم و حاق من خلق ان فی نجواک صدقا من ملق کیف یقفل ان ذعین نی قد قدا من یعاین عین مستوا قدا Too difficult. Aina ma qad habbatha aw sa'ila qad taballahu wa ahsiyun adad. Goosh ra akun ze ghaflat paak kun. Istima'e hijra an ghamnaak kun. An zakati dan ke ghamgin ra dahi. Goosh ra chun pish dastanash nahi. بشنوی غمهای رنجوران دل فاقه جان شریف از آب و گل خانه پردود دارد پرفنی مرورا بکشا ز اسقار روزنی گوش تو او را چو راه دم شود دود تلخ از خانه او کم شود غمگساری کن تو با ما ای روی گر به سوی رب اعلی می روی این تردد حبس و زندانی بود که به نگذارد که جان سوی رود این بدون سو آن بدان سو می کشد هر یکی گویا منم راه رشد این تردد عقبه راه حق است ای خنک آن را که پایش مطلق است بی تردد می رود در راه راست راه نمی دانی به جو گامش کجاست گام آهو را بگیرد ببخشید گام آهو را بگیر و رو معاف تا رسی از گام آهو تا به ناف زین روش بر اوج انور می روی ای برادر گر برازر می روی نیز دریا ترس و نی از موج و کف چون شنیدی تو خطاب لاتخف لاتخف دان چون که خوفت داد حق نان فرستد چون فرستادت طبق خوف آن کس راست کو را خوف نیست قصه آن کس راست که اینجا توف نیست خواجه در کار آمد و تجهیز ساخت مرغ عزمش سوی ده اشتاق تاخت اهل و فرزندان سفر را ساختند رخت را بر گاو عزم انداختند شادمانان و شتابان سوی ده که بری خوردیم از ده مجدده مقصد ما را چراگاه خوش است یار ما آنجا کریم